The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
What about Jesus? When someone dies, it is common to look back upon their life and times. Take moments reflecting on what they were like, things they accomplished, some with happiness and laughter, and some with sorrow, sadness, or regret. As we think about Jesus, we're not just considering acts and character of someone who lived and died, but this person that lives today and existed in the very beginning of time. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Then in John 1:14, we read that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And then in Revelation, we understand that Jesus will be in eternity future. Jesus is God, the Son. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved." Galatians 4, "But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons." Jesus is the Holy One. Mark, the first chapter. "And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who art the Holy One of God." He is the precious Lamb of God. John 1:26. "John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you, whom you know not. He it is who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose." These things were done in Bethabara, beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." A man of sorrows, Isaiah 53. "He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief." Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:6. "Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Jesus is the resurrection and the life. John 11. "Jesus saith unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die." Head of the Church, Ephesians 5. "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body." Jesus is our Savior, John 4. "And many more believed because of his own word, and said unto the woman, Now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world." He is our Redeemer. Job 19. "For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh I shall see God." Jesus is the rock. 1 Corinthians 10. "Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant, how that all our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock was Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Hebrews 12. Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. These have been just a few of the aspects of Christ, like snapshots, puzzle pieces of an infinitely larger picture. The God of creation, Jesus our Lord and Savior, is all of these and so much more. He is all that we need and will ever need. Please join me in praise to Him.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.